Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.
Never take your heart health for granted. For just $99, you can get a complete screening and know your risks. Call 601-249-5198 to schedule your Happy Healthy Heart screening at Southwest Mississippi Regional Medical Center.
I don't know if you guys knew this or not, but Ole Miss will play a football game. 2 days from now, they're going to play a football game. In fact, they'll be basically wrapping up the game against Florida this time on Saturday. And that is not the conversation, really, about Ole Miss football. It has nothing really to do with this game. And that is an unfortunate thing because this is a really significant game in Oxford coming up on Saturday, and nobody is actually talking about that game. So we're going to do our best to go through it and then actually talk about the football game as well, because that is a big deal as well on this edition of the Rebel Report. My name is Michael Borky. I really appreciate you guys being here as you always are. Don't forget to subscribe wherever you get your podcast. Just search Rebel Report, subscribe, leave a rating and a review. And if you like what you, if you like what you hear, leave a rating and a review. Also right here on YouTube, comment, like, subscribe, all that good stuff. And follow me on Twitter. Just search my name, follow me there. Even though Elon Musk has just ruined the DM chat feature thing. I don't know what the heck's going on there. It's awful. But that's the social media platform that I'm still going to use regardless of the ruining of that. So follow me there. And this edition of the show is brought to you in part by Toyota of Brookhaven. Check them out online at toyotaofbrookhaven.com. They're off of exit 40 in Brookhaven. They'll give you $1,000 off on me on any in-stock new Toyota. If you just simply tell them that I sent you $1,000 off on me on any in-stock new Toyota, simply tell them that I sent you. One of the highest rated service departments in the state, a great new and used selection, in-house financing and more. Check them out at Toyota of Brookhaven. So, I, like all of you, saw the, fan base freak out today over some posting from Neil McCready and Chase Parham about the Lane Kiffin situation. And I'll try to layer my thoughts as best as I can because they're kind of scattered. But first thing, we of course had to talk about this on the radio show. We had some people text in, and also I've seen it some places, criticizing Neil and Chase. And I don't work with them. I guess you can kind of call them a direct competitor, I suppose. But I don't work with them. But this is how I feel about it. If you are criticizing them, you don't want media to actually keep you informed about a likely very fluid situation. You want somebody to propagandize. We got a few messages into the show today. They should have waited until after the Florida game. It's like, but they had subscribers, they're paying customers, ask them for what they know. And so they gave them answers for what they know as of this moment with lots of qualifiers and caveats. They did that. And so if you want them to not provide the service that their subscribers are looking for, you just want them to run propaganda. And I'm sure there are places where you can go where somebody will not tell them what they're hearing if it's bad news a couple days before a game. I don't think if you are directing anger or vitriol towards the messenger, you're doing it wrong, in my opinion. You're free to disagree. That's totally within your right. I just, the few people anyway that I encountered that were mad at them, I think you're doing it wrong. In my opinion, there is one person responsible for the discourse around this game being what it is currently. And that person's Lane Kiffin. You do not blame Neil and Chase because that's all anybody's talking about this game, both locally and nationally. Very few people are actually interested in the football game based on at least where I exist, my friends, the people I encounter, the listeners of the radio show, people on Twitter and the comments here right now, all anybody's talking about is Lane Kiffin in Florida and not the Ole Miss Florida football game. That is not Neil McCready's fault. That is not Chase Parham's fault. That is not Peter Burns' fault. That is not my fault. That is that's not Florida's fault. It's not Scott Strickland's. It all falls down at the feet of Lane Kiffin. And I say that for a couple of reasons. One, I understand and sympathize with somebody that is making a difficult professional decision. I imagine that Lane Kiffin is in a tough spot as of this moment because he's got a team that is currently projected to be in the playoff as long as they take care of business. You have a great job that has done everything for you, but you have at least one other job that is pulling at you and throwing a lot of things at you and stuff like. I have listened to other media companies pitch me offers. I have listened. I haven't accepted any of them, but I have listened to them. And I think you owe it to yourself to hear out somebody that is in pursuit of you to do your job, whether it's maybe a better situation or more money. You owe it to yourself to hear somebody out that wants to hire you to do what you do. I owed it to myself, and I rejected all of them because I like where I am and I like where I do it. And this was a better situation for me. But when somebody called, I listened. So I that's not the problem to me. And it's not even the fact that you won't, quote unquote, sign an extension right now. He may not know what he wants to do right now. And to me, that's okay. That's not what I'm concerned with. That's not what I care about. However, maybe this is a Pollyanna view. Maybe this is naive. Maybe this is wrong and not how it works or whatever. But you very easily could have made sure that this is not what your fans had to deal with this week. And you guys know me. I'm very consistent on this. I am fan first. And the people that lose the most in all of this conversation this week is you. You, the fan, having to, instead of just kicking back and enjoying what is an awesome season, to Lane Kiffin's credit, his team is playing very good football. And it's his program. He deserves credit for that. But you guys are not allowed to just enjoy it because you cannot escape this discussion, and it is his fault. And I know that there's this idea that nobody owes anybody anything. I think you guys are owed everything. And I'm very consistent on that. I said it last podcast. I think you are. This very easily could have been handled better. You very easily could have instructed your agent to, hey, when Florida calls, tell them I am not discussing a thing, nothing. There will be no contract offer. I will not listen to it. I will not receive it. There will be no discussion, nothing involving you or another job or anything until after the season's over. And I am good enough for them to wait until at least after the Egg Bowl. I'm good enough for Florida to wait until then. And if they're not willing to wait until then to have this discussion, I owe it to my football team and I owe it to the people that have provided for my program and me to at least see the season through first before any of this is allowed to infiltrate the program. I know that's not how it works or that's not how Sexton operates, but I think it's a little goofy to do the, this is just what happens when you win. No, this isn't what happens when Kurt Cignetti wins. Why doesn't this happen to him when he wins? Why is Indiana not dealing with all of this? Why is Ole Miss dealing with this but not them? So that's a cop-out excuse. Oh, this is always going to happen when you win. No, that's not true. That is totally inaccurate because they have figured out how to handle it. He has figured out how to handle it. And, Lane doesn't discuss contracts during the season. That's the only reason why this is happening. Don't worry, guys. It's his policy. Well, then, why is his agent? unless you want to try to convince me that nobody on Lane Kiffin's behalf has been speaking to other jobs, either you or a representative of you have discussed things with Florida. But wait a minute, the policy is you don't deal with contracts during the season. That's bogus too. At the end of the day, nothing matters as long as you win games. So if they win Saturday, it's fine. Like, this will work itself out, obviously. But I think that this could have been handled much better. I think that you guys are owed, personally, more than this. I think that you don't blame Neil and Chase or anybody, the media, nobody, for this being the discussion going into such a big game. And yet again tonight, it was pointed out to me, I don't follow him, but it was pointed out to me on Instagram. He shares this post about how he's not making a decision for money. Guess who made the post? Florida content creators. That's what was put on social media tonight after all of that today. So it's the constant trolling, the inability or lack of desire to control this at all, if not outright encouraging this, I think is unfair to you guys. And I know that's Pollyanna, that's naive, that's whatever. But there is one person to blame for why this has become a thing about the Florida job the week you play Florida, and it's because of him. He could have stopped this. And I'm not even talking about signing an extension with Ole Miss. This could have been stopped if you wanted it to. You didn't want it to. And now your fan base that has supported you, that has provided for you, is freaking the hell out instead of enjoying what should be a pretty awesome week going into a really massive game. I don't think that's particularly fair to you guys. I think it's kind of Bush League, is my opinion on it. Regardless of what the final decision is. But you guys shouldn't have had to deal with this today. Very easily could have gone differently. That is just my opinion. As far as the football game itself, the real actual football game, I am very curious to see if Ole Miss's pass rush is able to continue to improve as they have. I saw they got good injury news as well with Antonio Kite being able to play. But I think this is a big game for Prince Will, for Cam Franklin, for Womack in his limited snaps, for Will Echols, and I mean, Centarian Perkins. I know his role's a little bit different, but if they're able to generate some pass rush, especially without having to bring extra guys, then Lagway will give you the football. He will turn it over. So that is the biggest key of this game to me is, one, Trinidad's comfort. Started the South Carolina game weird. I know he played much better last week, but it was the Citadel. I'm curious to see if they do some pretty simple things offensively early just to kind of get him settled in and get him into a rhythm. But this game to me is all about Ole Miss's pass rush, getting after DJ Lagway and trying to get him to turn the football over, because if he does, you already have a team that is on the precipice of being demoralized. And if you can force an early turnover or two, then, man, it'll be a long night for Florida. So that is the big key to me. But I know you guys want to talk about this deal. And so we will do that after I tell you the podcast is brought to you in part by Advantage Business Systems. Check them out online at absms.com. Advantage Business Systems, as you covered, for all of your Mississippi office technology needs. Just tell them that I sent you. That's all you got to do. You'll get a complimentary office technology assessment. Anything technology in the office that you need, they will take care of you at Advantage Business Systems. Also, Priority One Bank, they have 16 locations here in Mississippi, so there's very likely to be one in your backyard. Local loan servicing and decision-making, outstanding online banking platform. That's what they do. It's in the name. They'll make you a priority at Priority One Bank. You know, I think if you wanted to, you can make this show tonight your longest ever with how many Kiffin comments there's going to be. Yeah, I'm not going to stay up too late, though. I'm not going to stay up too late, but you are absolutely right. Your point on the radio show today was spot on. I've been going to games since I was 4. I'm 28 now. My old man is 56. My fiance is now into it as well as I am. We've waited for this moment, and it feels like we can't enjoy it. Exactly. And again, like I said, I want to be very clear. I don't blame anybody for being at a professional crossroads, especially considering that the volume of money and all that stuff that is being put out here. But again, Pollyanna, but I think that you should owe it to your team and your fans and your institution to not allow this to become the story when what is happening on the football field that they have supported the build to get is possibly historic. And that has infiltrated the discourse around what should be a really fun and special team. And instead, nobody is able to talk about it. And it, you, the fans, now there are some people that are insulated from stuff like this, and kudos to you. But if you consume any media, if you're on social media, if you follow certain accounts, if you're on message boards, if you listen to radio shows or podcasts or whatever, you can't escape it. You cannot get away from this. The Florida fans, there won't be all that many, but the Florida fans that'll be in Oxford this weekend are going to remind you constantly about it. It is going to be a thing. And it is unfortunate. It really is. And there's only one person to blame for that. Like I said, if he wins, doesn't matter. Winning takes care of itself. Everybody loves a winner and will ignore annoying things if wins happen. Anyway, if he leaves, he's a moron, should not be allowed to coach in the playoffs. That's the next step. And I mean, that is getting ahead of ourselves. But yeah, I mean, my stance on it is very, very clear. And no parties in this can wait anymore. There's going to be some kind of resolution sooner than probably he would hope. If Ole Miss makes the playoff, as we've laid out before, the timeline gets really bad. It's very clear that Florida has made him a priority and wants him to be their coach. So if you're Florida, I don't think you can afford to wait through the end of the playoff run to hire a coach, because the possibility, not only you're guaranteed to miss signing day if you have to wait to make a hire, you're guaranteed to miss signing day, and there's a chance you're missing the portal window. So I don't think Florida can afford to wait, because you can't miss those two, right? I don't think Ole Miss can afford to wait, because you can't miss those two. And I don't think that you can, if in fact he is choosing to take the Florida job, which presumably he can if he wants to. There's no way, in my opinion, that you can wait that out and not have somebody find out long before the first playoff game begins. There's no way, in my opinion, that that won't get out. And the second, to me, other people are free to disagree, the second you find out that he has accepted the Florida job, you send him on his way, you say thank you, and you do not let him back in the facility, because every second after that, he is around you. He is around you as your direct competitor's coach, and you can't have that. Let Joe Judge be the acting head coach. Let Golding assume his role as DC and let Charlie call plays, and that's what you do. But you cannot, and I don't think you can wait on that. If I'm Keith Carter, you've got to thread a needle, but if you don't know the Saturday after the Egg Bowl what's going to happen, you have to sit down and now's the time. Got to know right now. You can't let something like that linger, and you most certainly cannot let Florida's coach your team in the playoff. Can't do it. So I think that this is going to come to a head rather quickly. I wouldn't be surprised if there's some kind of resolution before the Egg Bowl. If we don't know an answer before the Egg Bowl, I would not be surprised by that, because I don't think the parties are interested in waiting around. That is the worst thing for Ole Miss if this drags on. It's already frustrating people. Now, look, there are people from the Ole Miss side that are really confident, and that's a good thing. Florida people are very confident, too. I don't know. I have no idea what's going to happen. I do know that the way it's happening is unfair to you. I think it's unfair to your football team, and I think it could be handled better. You just hope that the team continues to play well, and if that's the case, then so be it, right? You'll forget what we talked about tonight if the team plays well Saturday, for the most part anyway. I hate for you guys that it's come to this, because, I mean, it's great for content. My God, the radio show today, our text line was just, I mean, it was insane. So it was great for content, but I don't think it's easy for me to say. I'm not in the position. I just don't think that allowing this to be the story is the right thing to do. Don't think there's much analysis you can offer about the game. Florida is a dead team walking. Go win the game. Yeah. Lane reposted that, "I've never made a decision based on money" quote on Instagram tonight, trolling at its finest based on today's events. But that Instagram post was insane. Legit posted by Gators account. Exactly. Just. For those of you that are not perpetually online, be thankful. Because that is insane. "So tired of this. I've given him everything he's wanted. Never told him no. Don't know of anyone who will embrace him like we have. All this talk is based off of absolutely nothing." I would disagree. It's not nothing. That there's, I mean, unless you want to. No, it's not nothing. But also, what was said is not he's gone either. And people read what they want to see instead of what they actually see. Because, like, Florida people taking what they posted as, "Oh, it's guaranteed, he's out." Well, that's not accurate. That's not what they said at all. Just because Florida is possibly putting together a Godfather offer doesn't mean Ole Miss is not also doing that. But the fact that this is a discussion at all this week, to me, is problematic. "Starts high and low for podcasts, and no one's talking about this game." I mean, Outkick, for example, right before I came on here, I saw Outkick tease a show that they put out there, and the teaser was, "Are Florida players auditioning for their next head coach?" That was the conversation that they were having. Not even that the game is, yeah, Florida players auditioning for that. That's the discussion. "Postgame presser will be telling. McCrady hinted at he doesn't think we will get a bunch of non-answers. If we do get the non-answers, what do you think Keith Carter's decision-making is?" I am curious if anybody actually presses him. Maybe they do. I don't know who would do it. You know what I mean? I don't know if that made sense or not, but he should be pressed in the postgame press conference. Where's it going to come from? We won't go live until after that's over, by the way, on Saturday. So just be on the lookout. We're not going straight after the game. We will wait until that happens to see if anything happens. But I would assume he's going to be asked some things. "Didn't realize that only current SEC coach with an SEC championship is Kirby Smart." Yeah. Yeah. "I think the prospect of him leaving a playoff team and one with a home game would be an all-time awful look and would be a stupid move." I agree completely. "How to undo all of your credibility and goodwill." I agree completely. Which is why I would be surprised if it happens. But if it does, you are exactly right. "So tired of ESPN and other podcasts. It's like when they talk about Georgia or Bama or A&M, they talk about how good they are. When they talk about us, it's always, you know, he's leaving, right?" One person to blame for that. That is partially an Ole Miss problem, because Ole Miss is not Georgia, and so you're not going to have the "will the coach leave" conversation around Georgia, because Georgia is viewed as a better program, and it is nationally. but that is also the fault of the head coach. It's who you hired. You know, you got to kind of live with stuff like this because that's what you hired. That doesn't make it, you know, not true that is who you hired. It is because of who it is. McCready and Siski are under the belief that we will know in the next week or so what if a decision to leave is made over the bye week. Florida and Ole Miss are going to want this done ASAP. Yeah, the bye week, I think you said it earlier, I may have skipped over it, is going to get weird. What a shame that would be. If a decision's made and it about leaving anyway. Now, if a decision's made about staying, then great. You get super pumped up going into the Egg Bowl. And I mean, I have a feeling there's going to be a good bit of Ole Miss fans there. And I mean, the timing of that would be spectacular. There's the flip side of this as well. There's that side, the negative side of what we've been talking about today, both on the radio and on here, but there's also the other side. What if? And if that answer is a positive one, then a lot of great things happening. We just have to wait and see, and that sucks. Don't think it's fair to criticize them. However, the answers that are given seem to hide details that could be helpful. I understand not burning sources, but there has to be a way to do it. It's a difficult they have to thread a needle because, again, subscribers want information. They want to know what you're hearing. And sometimes especially in their business, right? The scoops business, they are reporters. That's what the subscribers pay them for is to, hey, what is happening? It's not just content. It's information, inside information. On radio show, we're talkers. That's what we do. We try to entertain you on your drive home. That's more of the goal for us. For them, they have paid subscribers that, hey, what are you hearing? You need to tell me. And sometimes when you go into this is what I'm hearing, you have to provide incomplete information because sometimes it's rumor-based or whatever, but that's what the people want, so you got to give it to them. It's tough. It's a tough needle to thread because you don't want to blindside your people either, right? I mean, if I just sat here all day, he's not leaving. No way. No, this is all a 4D chess. This is all a fundraising effort. I see some people say that. Oh, this is just fundraising. That's all this is. It's 4D chess. Oh, no, it's not. I'm sorry to tell you it's not. When something bad happens and your audience is not prepared for it, you failed them. So it's tough. When do I believe this is resolved? Later than it probably should be, if I had to bet on something. Don't think he's leaving, and you bet one of the Florida guys a whole dollar. I hope I don't go broke. I would go broke if I lost that bet, but that's a me problem. Think we'll know one way or the other before the Egg Bowl. Today's meltdown is literally based off of an opinion of one person on a message board. Kind of wild to think about. Yeah, but there's some context to that. It was an informed opinion from one person that has built up a lot of credibility over time when it comes to coaching searches, not just a random message board poster. So I hear what you mean, but it's a little bit different than that. Won't happen, but it would be hilarious if the Hottie Toddy chant is done by Kiffin and he says, wait a second, and signs the contract. See, here's the thing about that, though. You and I will just disagree on this. I think that would be ridiculous. Making that game about your contract would be obnoxious, too. Like, this game has already been made about something other than the game. And then doing that pregame, it's like, are we playing football or are we doing a PR stunt? What is it? The football needs to matter, but stuff like that is causing it not to matter as much anyway. Didn't Scott Strickland instigate an NCAA investigation about the staff under Freeze and involve Chris Kiffin? Wonder if, you know, there was some kind of something there. Wonder if there's going to be some kind of ultimatum. If I were Keith Carter, I would the day after the Egg Bowl? Not ultimatum necessarily, but I need to know. I need to know. Not going to let this drag out through the playoffs. Signing day is in a week. Portal opens in a month. Not going to let that drag out. So I guess that is ultimatum, but that is the drop dead date, in my opinion, is you cannot let it go further than the morning after the Egg Bowl. You cannot let that continue any further than that. That's just detrimental to everybody involved. Yep, the Ole Miss admin Grove Collective is giving him everything he asked for, and that includes the fans too. You guys have, stepped up in ways that's been really impressive with money and resources and time and support in ways that you never have before. I know there's all the bickering about crowds, and I'm so sick of that too, because the crowds that you guys have given him have been awesome. They really have. And this past Saturday was another example of that. 8 home games, Citadel at noon, and you showed up and you stayed for some reason. It was a horrible football game, a waste of everybody's time. And you showed up for that one too. And it's just, you've given everything, truly. And not everybody that gives to the Grove Collective can afford it, but you do it anyway. Why? Because you care and you're passionate, and that's awesome. Not everybody that buys season tickets has just all this extra money flowing around, but you do it. There's going to be 67,000 people at the game on Saturday night. Not all 67,000 people have an overabundance of resources, but you're still going to go, and you're still going to lose your voice, raising hell for 4 quarters, because that's what you do. And I say this all the time. It's about time that somebody somewhere, this is all sports. You're seeing it with the Pelicans and the Saints right now. Ownership and the people that work for her are, just absolutely pathetic in the way that they treat their fans. It's horrible. It's about time somebody does something for you. I don't know who it'll be or when, but we'll see. Hopefully one day people figure out that you guys are the ones that make all of this happen. Quite simply, if Ole Miss gets their A game on Florida, this could be a massacre. I agree. Austin, I don't think you do. It's that simple. Think he knows that if he takes the Florida job, it would turn into Tennessee-USC debacle all over again, depending on timing. You say Lane is locked in and staying. That would be great. If that is the case, though, if that's the case, then why publicly are you not? Why are you still trolling your own fan base on Instagram with Florida content creators' posts? Why are you still doing that? Why is your agent engaged with Florida? Why is that? Why are you allowing all of the discussion about this game to not be about the game? Why are you allowing your fan base to be trolled the way that they are? Not even just by you, but what if that is true, if you are locked in and you're staying and it's done, what are you waiting on? Oh, it's my policy. Forget that. You violated your policy. Your agent has violated your policy anyway. So things change. And if that was true, what are you waiting for? Cignetti did it. He had no problem doing it. Rhett Lashley had no problem doing it. Matt Rhule had no problem doing it. What are you waiting on? Yeah, I agree with you. I don't see how this gets past the Egg Bowl, but we'll see. Press conference after the game is going to be wild. I tend to agree. It has the potential to be wild anyway. Yeah, McCready said Kiffin is getting close to the danger zone in his I don't do contract talk at this point in the season. I mean, unless everybody is wrong and Jimmy has not spoken to Florida, what's the difference between you and a representative of you speaking on your behalf? What's the difference? Ole Miss will win by 20-plus or lose 17-14, no in between. You know, I still think they're going to beat the hell out of them. I really do. I think they've navigated all of this well to this point on the actual football field, and it sounds like team leadership is actually pretty solid, like really strong. So this is blowing so much it can't see it get it. I can't see it getting in December. Me either. I'm going to keep I have to just scroll past to avoid getting repetitive. That's okay. Not a single person can do anything about the coach search. All we can do is show up and cheer. The rest will work itself out. Jason, I hear you. I mean, that's something that Richard Cross said to me too. I just don't think that that is a rational expectation of people. It's like saying, hey, there's a car accident over there, but when you drive by, don't look at it. You can get some people to ignore it. There's no doubt. You can get some people. And once you get into town, you get in the stadium and the lights are happening and stuff, yeah, you'll be locked in and ready to go. But it is unrealistic to get people to not pay attention to all of this stuff. And it's just an unrealistic ask. You can't ignore it. It's everywhere. You cannot escape it. You simply cannot escape it. Does Lane get booed when his name comes up? No, you don't do that. He's still the coach. And he's got a 9-1 football team ranked number 7. So I know all of this is a mess, and I don't like the way it's being handled, but also, you know, no reason to do that yet. We talk about how the playoff will work itself out, but I don't think the two sides here may be willing to wait for that. It's getting untenable. I'm kind of changing my tune on that. I really don't think that but you could have a situation in which Florida's like, you need to leave now, and he says no, and that ends it. I don't know. I do think there's a lot of people jumping the gun, but he's also to blame for the drama getting so bad. Absolutely. How about the basketball team? The SEC is too easy for Comerdine. We'll get that right. Straight baller. Yeah, he was awesome. We talked about that on Tuesday. I really like this team, though. And tomorrow night will be pretty cool. I hope you guys, if you can go, go. You'll never get to see a basketball game in that building again. On the precipice of going 8-0 at home and 10-1 overall. It's not even a discussion point right now. Yeah, locally or nationally. Florida isn't everything. No, it's not. There's a reason that if they even pull it off, it's going to take a massive overpay to pull it off. If they even do, there's a reason for that. I think Florida reporters are going to press him pretty hard. Some of them would. There might be some that need to, or they feel that they need to protect the brand a little bit, not upset the apple cart. So, thank you, ball boy. You're welcome. I don't do much, I promise. So the fans need to relax and concentrate on football. The drama doesn't help anything; just makes distractions louder. I hear you, but it is not the fans' fault. Florida has nothing to offer to the game prep talk, so they instigate drama around Kiffin hire talk. I don't know if that came from Florida this week. It's not. I don't think it's 4D chess either. I just think this is a bizarre situation. Because they play each other on Saturday. This is a very unique deal. Yeah, there's still 2 weeks before the Egg Bowl and 3 weeks before the playoff gets selected. Yeah, because you have conference championship week as well. No way. Do you feel bad for Keith in this situation? Dude's in a tough spot. If anybody can handle it, it's him. If you're seeking comfort in this, it's that your university leadership at the chancellor's position and at the athletic department is in as good of shape as you possibly could ask for. You really could not ask for more than what you currently have. Has today changed any of your thoughts about the situation? I don't know. I don't think so. I couldn't fathom. Maybe I'm being naive. I couldn't fathom leaving what, if they take care of business, leaving a playoff team that you built at a, I couldn't do it. I cannot imagine risking losing that. Think about how hard you have to work as a coach to get to that point too, and what he's been through as a coach. You really going to throw all that away because of Florida? I don't know. He and I aren't friends, so I don't know the way he thinks. But I think I'm still there, where if they take care of their business, you can't leave that. That would be such a cowardly move, you know? That would be such a indictment on the character that he's worked so hard, or the image that he's worked so hard to change. I don't think you can do that. But maybe I'm wrong. I have no idea how that would work either, but I know you got to do something. Oh gosh, Hunter, I don't know. If I had to make a bet today, I don't know. I really don't. I don't know enough. I really don't. Greatest possible season in Ole Miss history. Somehow this season is not about Ole Miss. It's about Kiffin. We can't enjoy this season. People think hard here. Yeah. See, I've seen a lot of this. Could he be waiting to commit to Ole Miss to play all the others needing to make a hire, keeping their move forward on hold? I really don't. I don't think that that's – I don't think it's some special 4D chess situation. It strikes me as somebody that's truly, genuinely torn is what this strikes me as, but I don't know for sure. Tired of him basically trolling us. Does it all the time. Does it all the time. Do I really think they'd fall off that much? The program feels elevated as much as a whole. It certainly is possible that it falls off. It's possible. I mean, look at some of the great jobs that have made bad hires, you know? So the program will only maintain as good as the next coach is. But the infrastructure is in much better shape than it was 10, 15 years ago. Much better shape. And yes, absolutely. Him staying on as coach is the best thing for the program right now. Absolutely. 100% is. Florida not hiring someone already makes you worried? Oh, there's nobody. No. Nobody's taking a job right now. The season's got to end. Don't worry about that. Season's got to end. People are stressed out by things they have no control over. Enjoy the season while it lasts. Let tomorrow take care of itself. Here's the thing, though, David. That's what sports is, being stressed over things you have no control over. That is fandom in a nutshell. That is all fandom is being stressed about things you can't control. What do I expect the reaction to be for Lane on Saturday from the fans in attendance? Overwhelmingly positive. People trying to show him love so he'll consider staying would be my guess. Yeah, see, that's why I'm still where I'm at. Leaving a team before a playoff game makes the Tennessee situation look like child's play. That's where I can't see that. That would be just so bad. I just can't see somebody doing that. Who's going to throw money at Lenore Sellers after he quit this week? I wouldn't. He's super, like, not the money that somebody's going to pay him anyway. I promise you, Fernando Mendoza wasn't the most expensive quarterback in the portal, or the highest paid quarterback in the country, at least. I think Florida could be a beatdown, but the Egg Bowl's far from a given. Could really make things clear one way or the other. The Egg Bowl's going to be tough. They can really throw it vertically. They've got a pair of really athletic wide receivers. One in particular that's just an absolute burner. I think he considered Florida, but is trolling now and will sign the extension Egg Bowl week. You know, that would be great. I still think it would be bad form. I really do. If you know, why are you doing this to your own people? It's not funny. It's not cute. It's what you would expect a 16-year-old to do. If you know and you're sitting on it and you're trolling just for the hell of it, I mean, again, it's who you hired, but let's see. I'm just trying to avoid getting repetitive. Is the basketball game tomorrow night televised? I believe it is. Let me check to make sure. Chris Beard did a cool thing, by the way. He had Rod Barnes with him at his press conference today. Like they sat next to each other. They did a press conference in tandem. That was really cool, I think. I mean, Chris Beard just gets it, man. Let's see. Watch. How do you watch? Okay, it will be on SEC Network Plus. So not like linear TV, but yeah. .55-45 is my percentage, I think. .55-45. Don't know. I think the actual game is a chance to be mauling me too. Got a bad feeling they're losing the Egg Bowl. Ole Miss is better than State at every position on the field, except for I don't like the State wide receiver versus Ole Miss defensive back matchup. Don't like that. Florida played well against Georgia and Washington State almost beat y'all. None of us here were on the field. Florida can win. Well, yeah, so of course they can. They certainly can. But their last game out was a 4-touchdown loss to Kentucky. So, you know. But yes, it's not like Florida's got a bunch of bums on their roster. Florida fan Brian. There are talented players on that roster. Just what they put on tape last week was a team that had quit. And, you know, just singling out Washington State as like a, I don't know. It's certainly possible. But there's a reason it's a 2-touchdown line. Bring a jacket to the tap, but the HVAC is broken. That's funny. I have a policy. Speaking of policies, you asked me who would be a replacement candidate if he moves on. Not going to do that until there's a true reason to. Just not going to. I know that's weird. That seems kind of counterintuitive considering what we've talked about tonight, but I just, until that day comes, going to wait on that. Why did Plumlee not excel in this offense like Trinidad has? They seem to have similar skill sets because Plumlee could not accurately throw the football. And Trinidad can. That's why. Matt Corral was athletic enough to do the running aspect, but he was had incredible arm talent. Trinidad does not have incredible arm talent, but he can complete forward passes with consistency. I'm not being sarcastic. I mean, truly, John Rice could not complete forward passes. Not consistently. Trinidad can. Ole Miss didn't make Tebow cry. Tim Tebow, by the way, his post-playing career has affirmed that he is an excellent dude. So, he absolutely would not leave until it was over. Makes no sense. See, I'm having just a hard time getting there. That would just surprise me. But Chris Beard is awesome with everything he does. The fan engagement stuff is just top-notch. It really is an example of what coaches need to do, what they should be doing when it comes to engaging the community, specifically the students. Everything starts with students, or at least it should, when it comes to getting butts in seats, right? Your student section is your rowdiest. But the fan engagement stuff is just top-notch. It really is. Fun fact about the Tadpad game, Colin Darby is playing for Cal State, son of Josen Darby, who played with Keith Carter under Barnes. Darby was my high school coach. That's really cool. Greatest since Joe Montana, Tebow. I don't know about that on the field, but off the field, world-class. World-class human. Score prediction, 38-14. 38-14 is what I'm going with. And I got to go. I really appreciate you guys. We'll see what happens Saturday. I mean, we will talk about the game, but we're going to wait until after the press conference happens to see if there's anything to discuss. Try to enjoy it. You deserve it. And I'll talk to you guys sometime on Saturday night.
A Super Talk Mississippi Media Production.